From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza floriette in a Loo Wanneroo, and aspirins too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
Hi there, and welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley, Katie Lamb, myself, Leachy, the anchor, and Joel, our producer, has been fired. And so Rachel, who's been doing work experience, has been joined.
Oh, welcome to you, Rachel.
Hey. Rachel has popped in.
Yes. Joel, I didn't think you were allowed in here.
Well, sorry. Once Joel found out that the TV was on in here so he could watch a little bit of his beloved Crows play, then he decided to come in.
Not welcome a bad start. Bit of a bad turnover from Scholl, if I'll be honest,
this
after a quick flick hand pass from Rankin on the wing.
No sense to anyone listening to the podcast.
Although, no, I will say, actually,
especially
Leachy,
in like 7 months' time,
to bring it back to the show. Pointy pineapples, everyone.
Pointy pineapples.
For a long time, I've given Andrew Embley a lot of grief over how he gets distracted from a screen. Tex Walker's just kicked a goal
again.
I've done it again.
Yep.
But I will say, it is very hard to produce and pay any attention to this radio show while something you love is on the screen in front of you. So, Embers. Sorry, mate.
Well, no, I'm with you. Every single time I do this show, there's always a race somewhere in the world.
No, there's
and
literally...
it is very hard to focus and concentrate. Like, come on, you stupid...
No, I'll never forget, honestly, this was before Leachy's time. So I was the panel op and anchor, and I'm telling this story. And Embers was just, his eyes just veered off behind my head at the TV screen. There was a footy game on. And I had said something that needed a response because there was only two of us, for crying out loud.
And it was very good, by the way.
And he just goes, Yeah. Anyway, so
it was one of your best gags. You set up all day for it. It was a little bit pre-rehearsed.
Welcome work experience, Rachel.
Yeah. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to you.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Rachel's a twin, by the way. Are you guys identical, you and Chelsea?
Yeah, we're identical twins.
Identical twins.
I'd love to know, like, boyfriend relationships, that kind of, like, is there been any, have you guys done little pranks with potential?
Well, it gets a bit messy. It does get a bit messy, but.
Have you ever liked the same guy?
No. I feel like we've. Like been attracted to the same guy, but then it's someone has to dibs
but then
it first.
Clearly, like so,
right.
If
is that how it works?
Your sister's boyfriend, for example, right? Like he has to be sort of attracted to you as well.
No, I don't think it works like that.
No, it does. No, but it does work like that.
I don't think it does.
So, Chelsea, is your is your bedroom to the left or the right? Because I'm just
you could sort of get it mixed up a little bit, couldn't you? Like,
do you guys?
My goodness, you got no.
I was just saying, Embers, we're all aware that men like anyone that like us just in general. So it's like,
fair enough.
There isn't like a buy-in. It's like, oh no, they like me. Oh yeah, sure. I like
it's also a weird thing that men have. It's like, oh my god, there's two of them. They look identical. And you know, men struggle to please one woman, let alone two. I don't know why we've ever.
Yeah, good point.
That's a great point. Also, sorry, just more about identical twins. I find it fascinating. Do you guys have like that spidey sense?
Like twin telepathy?
Correct.
Yeah, I reckon we do sort of. There was this one time that Chelsea broke her leg when she was six, and then that night she was in hospital and they put her to sleep and stretched her leg out, and that night I had like growing pains. I call them growing pains in my leg in the same leg.
Wow.
There you go.
I know.
Yes.
We'll do a twin chat tomorrow show.
Call
it Chelsea. Chelsea's coming in tomorrow.
Rachel.
What I like is that there's only four microphones in here, but Joel has been able to use three of them during this.
He's moving around.
Wrap it up, mate. The Crows game.
ADHD is kicking in. He's a bit restless, the kid.
Keep on patting this. When did you make a whoopsie? And who's the luckiest person you know, ladies and gentlemen?
Wrap it up, mate.
Joel's just now made it four
officially
microphones.
Officially four mics.
The first person to ever do that in a podcast top. Well done. That's a world record. Use your podcast.
Musical mics.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
When did you make a whoopsie?
Whoopsie chops. Whoopsies. Sir, shouldn't have done that. About 300 residents in Perth South, Embers, have lost power to their homes after a couple of cars crashed into power lines. So apparently at 1 a.m. this morning, a ute crashed into a power transformer on Mortimer Road in Casuarina.
Yeah, okay.
1 a.m. this morning.
Someone trying to escape, was it?
and one of your mates. That vehicle rolled, sent power lines onto the road, causing another car then to crash into the broken infrastructure. So both drivers, totally fine, escaped injuries. That's all good. But left about 300 people now without power. And you'd be like, oh, sorry.
Really?
Really?
1 a.m. in the morning.
What were you doing? Where
were we
coming home from?
What were you doing?
When did you make a massive whoopsie and just inconvenience a whole bunch of people?
Well, whoopsie for me happened pretty much in my second ever AFL game. Katie came onto the ground. I was on the bench. Got the footy in my hand.
Oh, nice.
Kicked the ball 45 metres the wrong way.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, so that didn't really go down too well.
That's why Laurie Bellotti got subbed
in. That's probably why. I'm thinking, geez, what the hell is Guy McKenna doing at full forward?
Oh, my God. My partner Teens and I, when we were going to London from, we were going to Ibiza from London. So the whole plane, we were the first off the plane and everyone's so keen to get out and about and start partying
to
in
Ibiza,
right?
Yes.
So everyone just starts following us and we've gone out and it was a very small airport. You could only go left and right and there were no signs. So we just chucked a right.
Yeah. Heads or tails, you went heads.
That's it. So we went right and we were walking and I'm taking a video. We're so excited to hit the club and we've gone all the way. Our whole plane is just following us and then we've just hit a dead end with two toilet blocks at the end and then we're like,
stop! And everyone's just looking at you.
It was left.
Sorry. Yeah.
And everyone literally
What are you, old sheep? What are you following us for?
Exactly. Yeah,
we're just tourists from Australia. We just want to get to our beer. Kalina's from Armidale. She might have been around the area when this happened. She might have even lost her power, Katie. Kalina, welcome to you.
Hi, how you guys going?
Good. Hey, Kalina, when have you made a massive whoopsies?
It wasn't me. It was my dad. Back in the late 80s, he had just built a house and it didn't come with fencing. So he was putting in fencing on a Saturday. And as he was digging the holes to put the fence in, he accidentally cut the main line to the phone network.
Oh no.
Dad.
So like all the suburbs' phones were out?
Most of the suburb. I know the whole street was out and I think a few other streets were out, but he didn't realise they were there and just chopped through them. And as he chopped, he went, whoops.
Did he like put his hand up and admit it, or was he just like, that is so weird, my phone's not working either?
No, he did put his hand up and they did have the Telstra technician out to fix it.
Okay, good on him.
But the Telstra technician got very confused and was like, these aren't meant to be here. These are in the wrong spot. So technically,
your dad did him a favour.
Maybe it was Telstra's oopsie.
You may be.
It sort of was. I think someone had laid them in the wrong spot and he didn't know they were there. And so, but he still went, yeah, I chopped that, sorry.
Oh, an honest man, Kalina. I love it. All right, let's go to Debbie in Mandurah. Hello.
Hello.
Debbie, when was your whoopsie moment?
I was living in Dubai at the time and my husband had a very raised ute. And there's like a six lane, the main highway there's about six lanes. I went off of the highway into a parking lot of a mall, an underground parking lot, and I got stuck in the entryway. I was too high to go in, and I had about 20-plus cars coming off of the same highway behind me, very irate, and security guards trying to help me because I just blocked the whole mall entrance.
Oh no,
that
Debbie.
Is so embarrassing, Debbie.
I was mortified.
Oh, my God. And so because you had about 20 cars behind you, did everyone have to back it up? So
yes, they had to
out?
Like, yes, and more people just kept coming, not realising that I was stuck. So, like, all of the mall security at the front, they were all, like, trying to get people to back up. But it was also hard because it was onto a six-lane highway. It wasn't just, like, backing up onto a street. So I caught, like, I made such a big mistake.
That's
a problem.
I would have got out of my car, walked to the nearest airport and boarded the next plane to
one
Yemen.
One-way ticket too, Debbie. I'm not coming back to Dubai.
She was a total Debbie Downer.
Bye, Dubai. I ain't coming back.
Ryan is in Warmbra. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. How are we?
Going really well, Ryan. Whoopsie moment. Tell us yours.
Yes. So I was working in Dawesville and we went to this client's house and we get to his house and he's like, oh, how long is this going to take? Because I've got my 60th birthday party in Perth. And when it was like a 20-minute job.
Yeah.
So we're fitting a door closer to a really expensive door. Anyway, just doing a light little tap on the door to try and get the closer to fit a little nicer. And the door blew up.
Oh, wow.
What sort of door was it? Like with glass?
It was a glass door. Yeah, glass door. Wow. Yeah, it blew up. And we were there till 6 o'clock at night. He had to cancel his birthday party. He had to ring up all of his friends.
No.
He had to get out of his suit and go into his trackies. No. And he's got the dustpan out. And
oh, that is so sad. What ruined your birthday? That's another great
bad.
I can imagine,
Ryan. That's a big whoopsie.
Called you back to come and fix anything else again since then?
No, he did not.
Never got invited to another birthday party either, right? Let's go to Cara in Wellard. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Cara. Whoopsie moments.
Oh, massive whoopsie moment. So I used to work for a government department and we used to go out to country towns, and this night we happened to be in the Waluna Hotel, which, woohoo, that's amazing. But anyway, so we'd had a few drinks, and then the manager said to us, girls, you can't cook in your hotel room, because we used to spend all our money on alcohol and just cook 2-minute noodles and toasties, as you do on a road trip. Anyway, you're not allowed to cook in there, we'll get a fine, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, no worries. Anyway, went back to the room that night, got a little bit hungry, decided to cook a toasty and actually closed the cord into the toasted sandwich machine. And we just saw this spark in the room, bang. The whole power in the whole pub gone.
Oh no!
Out of the battery toasty.
And we were stuck in there. We were stuck in there for the next day. We got and we were so worried because they rung our regional manager.
Yes.
And I didn't get fired, but
surprising. Yeah,
Needless to say, we weren't allowed to stay anywhere in Waluna ever again.
Probably not a bad thing, did it?
No, it wasn't.
Did you actually deliberately do it just so you didn't have to stay in Waluna ever again? I think you might be smarter than I think here, Cara.
Good on you, Cara. Let's go to Brock in Willerton. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Brock. Whoopsie. What happened, mate?
I've literally just done it. I put the wrong fuel in the work. I see it in my hand.
You're meant to put unleaded and you've put diesel, or what happened?
Yeah, so I've got a diesel ute, but I put unleaded in it because I was driving the missus' car yesterday and that's unleaded.
Of course.
I got wrong fuel rescue, $480, and then I had to fill it up again, $120.
Not good, Brock. Feeling for you. Let's finish off with Cooper from Edgewater. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, Cooper. What happened with the whoopsie?
Well, got home from work yesterday, had myself a shower, threw my dressing gown on, sat on the end of my bed, farted, whoopsie, shat myself.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone. The Rush Hour Suburban Search for Silverstone.
One more sleep, embers, until somebody in Perth will win $2,000. All thanks to Silverstone. We've been doing this for a month now.
That's right. All you need to do is listen to the clues. We're giving away one every single day. And then you just have to find the silver. Now, there's been silver football boots people have been looking for. There's been
a silver netball.
A silver netball. Last week was a
silver chair.
And this week we are looking for Alicia Silverstone.
Well, that's just clever. Whose idea was that?
Not the real Alicia Silverstone.
Probably mine.
Cardboard.
Not a chance.
I know. That was
I don't think you're in the meeting for it, were you?
It's a cardboard cutout of Alicia Silverstone. She's on her mobile phone. She's wearing a red dress and Embers has signed her chest area.
No, hang on. You're an idiot. You are, seriously.
I'm not the one who signed it.
I signed right next to where you signed it.
I signed second, idiot. Anyway, all right. You need to listen carefully to the clues. The first clue was closer to the airport than the coast.
Then we gave away the major road nearby can take you to Northam.
Yesterday's clue was taxidermy.
And today's clue, Thursday, the 2nd of May, is meadow.
I'm confused.
Meadow.
Meadow.
So it's not Meadow Springs.
Is it?
No, I've got no idea. Meadow.
Taxidermy Meadow. Major road nearby can take you to Northam, closer to the airport than the coast. Interesting. Okay. I don't know. Do you know that, Chi? I feel like you know.
I know.
Oh.
But only because I've got the answer in front of me.
Oh
okay.
Can I see?
But having said that, once you link them all together, it's like, oh, absolutely, it's this place.
Oh, it makes sense.
You can figure it out. Okay.
Yeah, wow. 100%.
So you reckon you know tomorrow's clue without even...
Let's the hand that's in front of me too. So we'll give you that clue at 4:30 tomorrow, and then we let you loose and have a chance to find the cardboard cutout of Alicia Silverstone, which is signed by Embers and Katie for some reason.
I don't know why.
For a bit of colour.
What have you written on her? Yes, Alicia, I'll be over soon, Embers. Is that what you
wrote? Well, she was calling me and I said, yes, Alicia, I'm on my way.
Righto.
Rush Hour. Live, local and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
Who's the luckiest person you know?
Another day and just another person from WA winning the lotto.
We should be happy for them. They're one of us.
It's fine.
Well done. Congratulations. Would be nice if it was one of us too.
So a Perth mum bought her Saturday lotto ticket in Southern River, and she could not believe her eyes when she realised she had won $1.6 million.
That is life-changing. That is fantastic. That young fella, I know it wasn't lotto, but he won $1 million for catching that fish up in Kununurra.
Yes.
So people are good on them.
Good on them.
I'm happy for you.
But I'm so sick of everyone being so lucky and me not winning anything.
There are so many people out there that are just, honestly, they just get all the luck in the world.
Okay.
I'm not one of them.
No, me neither. My like a relative, but through marriage, you know what I mean? So it was like my uncle's sister.
A relation.
Anyway, won the lotto twice.
Twice.
One was like for 800,000, one was 400,000. You're like,
Jesus. That is just being greedy.
Give me some, Sandy. Oh, you know what I mean? Oh,
that is
look,
so.
I know we're not related by blood, but you know, give me some in my Christmas card.
Just give me a pineapple.
Chris Judd, he was the one that he was the luckiest. Every time he would invest in a stock at the club, it'd go up. Every time someone else invested in the stock, it would go down. Down. Like I remember,
also
this
being like the best footballer
best
ever.
Footballer, everything he did would just yep. Turn to gold. I remember this one time he got a phone call from someone who he invested some money in a few years before. He totally forgot about the investment, and the guy said, "Are you going to come and collect your hundreds or what?" And so I was like, "My goodness, how good is this?"
Honestly,
I said, hey, he totally forgot about it. The deal,
yeah, because and he clearly didn't really.
Things out there. And this particular one, he said, oh, geez, I forgot I invested in these guys.
But, yeah, I'll swing by and pick up my money.
Yeah, I'll pick
no
that
worries.
Up and, buy another holiday house with it, no problem.
Yeah, well, that's okay, so that's what we're talking about. Who's the luckiest person you know? I feel like we all know someone who's, like, won the lotto multiple times or is just, like, ridiculously good at everything. Everything they touch turns to gold.
Kissed on the Johnson, I'd suggest.
Kissed on the Johnson. Leachy,
Double pass to go and see Jebediah Friday, July 12th at Frio Social, up for grabs. Beloved Aussie rockers Jebediah hitting the road to celebrate Oikes, their first album in 13 years. Tickets available from Jebediah.net. You're out there.
Sorry, I just accidentally lit a lighter and I thought it was empty. Anyway, I almost blew up this place. I am not lucky. Who's the luckiest person you know?
Fernanda is from Osborne Park. G'day, Fernanda.
Hello.
Hey, Fernanda.
You?
Do you know who the luckiest person is? Do you know?
That will be me.
Oh,
tell me why, Fernanda.
What?
Why are you so lucky?
I've got 2 airplane tickets in a bingo.
Congratulations.
Wow. So you went to where? Your local and played bingo? Is that right?
Well, back then, yes. It was in my sister's school, and they did this bingo where the prize was 2 airplane tickets.
That is, and where do the airplane tickets take you, Fernanda?
Oh, it wasn't in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah,
have
amazing.
Have you won anything else before as well?
Yes, an Apple computer and a mini iPad and 2 door screens, the security door screens for your house and you name it, a lot of things.
Have you actually purchased anything yourself or do you just win it? Did you win a house, like your car?
Sometimes sometimes we have to buy something.
So, oh. Hey, sometimes.
Fernanda, guess what? You got to win something. Do we give Fernanda something? She's going to win something today?
Double pass goes to Jebediah. So
Jebediah,
well.
Fernanda.
You know what, Fernanda? You were so lucky. Not only have you won all of what you've won, but nobody else called for this segment. So you just automatically win these tickets.
You are just a winner. That easy on this show.
Because Fernanda's the luckiest person I know.
Good on you, Fernanda.
Good on you, Fernanda.
Yeah, well done.
What's that song, Fernanda?
Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
Yeah. Oh.
By ABBA.
Sorry,
were you expecting me to sing that?
Yeah, go on.
No. That's only off air.
Oh, okay.
No. Not like you constantly singing on air. Might delve into that tomorrow. Rush Hour.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M. Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isri seats. Who better to get your tips from than a guy who does this?
Andrew Embley! Ripping goal!
To Embley, and that could be the game-winning goal!
Triple M's Rush Hour presents Ember's Footy Tips.
Surprise, surprise, Harley Reid. He's back for the West Coast Eagles
Thank
this week, Katie.
The Lord. I mean, never rest that kid again. You know what I mean? We want the win.
Freshen him up. Tom Barras, after his 1 week suspension as well, he will be back. Noah Long and West Coast have got a debutant as well.
Who?
His name is Harvey Johnston. So he'll make his debut for the West Coast Eagles on Saturday night. He's a wingman. He's got speed. He'll take the game on. So congratulations to him. I'm telling you, West Coast will win again.
Yes!
It's another upset, according to West Coast. I said it a couple of weeks ago against Fremantle. I thought Eagles could do the job, and they did. And you can't tip against West Coast at home at the moment.
No.
They're in winning form. They've beaten Richmond. They've beaten Fremantle. And I think they can beat Essendon.
And the odds are pretty even. Like, there's not a whole lot in it. You know what I mean?
$1.50, $2.60. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would say out there $1.60 for Essendon is way too short. So anyway, we will wait and see. So I am leaning towards the Eagles. Now, of course, you can hear that game live here on Triple M. Leachy from 5:20.
Well, about 5:25,
yeah,
I think we're
there
on.
There you go.
Of course, we've got the kick over the Swan happening before that as well. So
they get
big
down.
Day.
Yes. Yeah. Melbourne and Geelong.
Yeah.
Geelong are winning at the moment. They're undefeated. Here's another upset for you. Melbourne will win.
Wow.
So there you go. So West Coast will win.
I have to
Melbourne will win. Dangerfield is out. I think the Melbourne midfield get hold of Geelong, and I think they get the game played in their forward half. But I think they can win kick a winning score.
But very hard to tip against the Cats at the moment. They're 7 in a row. Is that correct?
7 and zip.
Yes. I shouldn't
but
do
their
that.
Their streak needs to end.
I shouldn't do that.
And I think Melbourne
that.
Do it. There you go.
But I will. Fremantle will get the job done on Sunday. So it'll be a West Australian delight. It'll be Eagles on Saturday night, followed by the Dockers on Sunday. So both
Dockers
West
fight?
Australian teams
Richmond.
Will get it done. And the other upset tonight is, I think, Adelaide win as well. I think Adelaide beat Port Adelaide. So we will wait and see there.
Because our Crows guy, producer Joel, who literally hasn't been listening to this because he's watching the showdown as we speak, but you reckon the boys will get up for Sloan, who's retired, right?
Oh, all the above. Rory Sloan announcing an emotional retirement earlier in the week. I'm just watching the game.
Yeah.
12-1.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
good job.
Oh, that was really great by Joel there. Really appreciate
great
it. But I think Adelaide might be too good tonight.
Amazing input from our producer.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.